Bullseye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
What's Kelly's eye looking at today?
Today, David, it's very difficult to find something on this building to pick out. But if I was to say I'm looking at a two-faced garage, then you'll have to work that one out.
Two-faced, well, it has show windows facing the road and show windows facing from one end off the road. Is that the two faces or there are more faces?
Just take one step this way and you will see. Right, and if we look up there, it says Athol Garage.
Oh, yes.
And beyond it, it says First Choice Motors.
Yeah.
But it's on the same building.
It is.
So two garages, one building.
Modern. In fact, very modern, aren't they?
Well, 30 years old now.
Oh,
well,
that's modern to me.
Well, yes, in fact, a bit more than 30. We're on Peel Road in Douglas, and there's an awful lot of traffic going past. And towards the brown bobby on the left is this dual showroom. And, of course, before it was the Athol Garage and First Choice Motors, it was built, in fact, as Quayle's Garage, all of which belong to the same company.
What but it's used got a little added bit as well here. As well.
There's a bit on the end which says Athol Rent-A-Car.
Yeah.
Now, where we're standing, if we'd have gone back to 1970, shall we say, we would have just walked in through two very tall brown-painted doors, on the left-hand side of which was a fleur-de-lis with Boy Scouts written under it, and on the right-hand side it would be a clover leaf with Girl Guides, because this was where Cunningham House was, the headquarters of the Scout and Guide movement in the Isle of Man. It was a large house, well, large-ish house, built 1833, in its own grounds, and in 1954, I think it was 54, 55, Willie Cunningham, of Cunningham's Camp fame, bought it at auction and then gave it to the Scout and Guide movement to be their headquarters. And it served that purpose right up until the 70s when they decided it wasn't suitable for the purpose anymore, sold it, and of course eventually built the new headquarters at St Ninian's, which is now a church.
Looking through some of the old newspapers of 50 years ago, there was reference to an article which said, I think, the Hermitage, and that in 1955 Lady Baden-Powell was due to come and open the Hermitage. Now, that's connected as well.
Yeah, indeed, she did. It was called the Hermitage, and it was called the Hermitage from the day it was built in 1833. It was on land belonging to the nunnery, and I think it was one of the Goldie family. Of course, it was the Goldie Torbens, but it was a cousin, Goldie, who bought this corner of the estate, built the house, and alongside it, which is against the gable of this property just to our left, again, the stone wall continues. There was another tall pair of gates, which actually had a wicket gate in them, and there was about a 12-foot wide path which went down the side over the railway line.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a complete field, sort of paddock, down there. Something built on it now, I don't know what. I think they were going to put the post office headquarters there, the sorting office, at one time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you went over the river and into the path that goes around the nunnery itself. So this hermitage was what Willie Cunningham bought at auction. For many years, it was the home of the Royston family, who, of course, had their monumental masons yard across the road. And at one point, it was bought by St Matthew's Church to be their vicarage. And when they finished with it, St Mary's Church bought it to be a sort of club room come church hall, except it wasn't a hall, it was just a house. But they hadn't had it very long when the furniture mart in Myrtle Street came up for sale. So they very rapidly sold this and bought the mart, in which, of course, became Myrtle Hall and was linked into St Mary's Church. But now it's gone and there's a tall office block in its place.
So were you too young to have been a scout down here?
I certainly wasn't here in 55 when it all happened. I joined the Cubs in 57, which was the 50th anniversary of scouting. So I'm hoping to make the centenary in what'll almost be 2 and a bit years' time. And yes, I was certainly involved at the time that this property was sold and we moved on. Now, the garage, Quayle's Garage, of course, was principally showroom, but also very cleverly, I'm fairly certain Frank Hewson did the plans. It's got a basement down underneath, and down underneath is all the workshops.
Yes.
So when you go down here and turn in, you come into the workshops back in underneath. So it greatly increased the facility which Quayle's Garage had, which is now, in fact, purely open space at the top where cars are displayed for sale.
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.